Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having another wonderful day here of healings, and we'll be talking about the lightships. If you have any questions today, just go to the fast chat, click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down a little ways, and we'll be able to read your fast chat. Just enter your name and maybe a question. Normally about 10 words is about all that it will take before it blinks off, so just do that, and we'd like to help you out with information. So we're going to first do some entity work with everybody. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're with us, living with us. They come into our bodies, inhabit us, and give us their addictions, typically. And they also want to play around with us, and when they do that, then our spirit isn't home, and we're living their lifetime of the past, which is not normally too good. So naturally, we'll want to be in the present moment. And this is the way to do it, is to get entities out of you and to have more of your spirit with you. So here we go. We're going to be releasing entities from everybody, working from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. And here we go. So just kind of feel the energy. Right now, just check out your feet. And you may feel energies leaving you. And after this process, we'll bring you more back into your body, because naturally you have to be in your body to have healings. Without you being in there, what can heal you? There's nothing, because your spirit has the divine energy to help you out. So here we go. Working up to our ankles and knees and waist now. And again, just kind of feel the energy, sense it if you can. And now we're going above the waist, up to our shoulders here. And now we're going up to our head, also down our arms. You might feel your wrist, your fingers. And now we're going to go head-related areas, ears, eyes, top of our head. There we go. So now we're going to bring in more of your spirit. And I'll count to 10 to do this here. And here we go. This will be you coming back into yourself. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some people like to kind of like shake their body sometime a little bit, wiggle it around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So here we are. We're in our bodies a little bit more. You should feel a little heavier. And I'd like all of you to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And the light beam is, you know, an inch or so down on your scroll bar, underneath the testimonials and little blinking flower. And they're kind of neat to read if you wish to read them. Since they do move, just put your mouse over them and they'll stop. And here we go. We're going to energize the light beam. And just watch her. This is one of the females coming in here. And I'll show you the difference between the females and the males. So first bring in the female energy. And you may want to watch the eyes. You might see the face kind of become more three-dimensional. The colors do become more vibrant around the picture itself. So you're actually seeing spirit energy coming into this photograph. And she's almost done here. These energies can be felt in your heart center. Your mind really just can look at it and try to analyze it, how it's happening. But your mind doesn't... at least the mind, you know, between your ears, we'll say, doesn't really understand what's going on. It can analyze, rationalize, say it is seeing a difference, but you're really going to connect with the energy if you go to your heart center. Okay, I'll just allow the light beam to be with you for a little bit. I'll put some music on, and then we'll continue on with some of the healings here. We'll do the chakra alignment and the mind to heart drop. Thank you. chakra alignment. And what this does, your chakras get repositioned because of psychic attacks from other people. Remember, mind energy is what we're working with here to get rid of. So we have two energies, basically. We have heart and mind. The heart will never hurt anybody. Where the mind doesn't really care, and it's just force of will. And this is why your chakras go out of alignment. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center first, reposition that. There we go, moving it around. Perfect. And go into your throat chakra. Good. And your third eye. Wonderful. And now power chakra. There we go. Great. And second chakra, that's around your navel. And first chakra, base of your spine. Good. And next, we're going to do an opening for those who wish to have their chakras open a little bit more. This helps in aiding your healing. And if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have this done. If not, just have them the way they are now. And we'll go body width for you. I'll use the word spin to command the energy. Here we go. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And now I'll go up to your throat. Spin, 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 open. And your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going to go back down to your solar plex area, your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing yourself all the time. And just this is an easy way to do this. A lot of people comment that it's so easy. They've been looking for a technique, and this one here definitely does it really quick for you. So just think of an elevator. And the 10th floor is your forehead. The first floor is your heart. And this will make you heart-centered. Remember, we have to have the mental body surrender into the heart. And this is what this procedure does here. And here we go. We're going to drop you down, and you may actually feel the energy of your mental body actually moving. This is your awakening consciousness, and when you get done, you should have your thoughts in your heart center. So when you think something, it should not be in your head any longer. It should be in your heart, in your body cavity. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and again, I'll put some music on, just kind of relax. Have this wonderful communion between you and your spirit that resides in your heart center. And you're going to feel like you are out of time, because naturally you are during this process, because you are out of time when you're in the present moment. Okay, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I just wanted to say to everyone that's experiencing sound trouble, BBS is working on fixing that now, so please bear with us. It should be resolved, and we'll do the best we can with it. So, and welcome, everyone, and I hope that you're all doing well in this busy holiday time, and it's wonderful to have this chance to get heart-centered and to quiet the mind and just to connect to our own divinity and connect with the creation lightship. So I know that there's a lot of kind of new and exciting things going on that maybe we can talk about before we get into any other things. And one of those is that there's now online water activations, divine water activations for various different things that are accessible online, or they will be very soon. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, probably a couple days here, I think, they'll be online, so at least within a week for sure. So we have all different types of water online, and you can charge water up for divine healings and many, many things. So it'll be quite interesting. We're also going to be putting on the line there on the website, healing for the off-planet extraterrestrial alien parasite energies, too. So anyway, that's what we're doing right now. And within a week, all these should be up. There'll probably be, I'm guessing, at least 20 to 30 water charges that you can select. And you can do 1, 2, 5 glasses of water. And I believe that the price for like a gallon of water, or up to a gallon, we'll say, will be $2. So if you can't get on the Wednesday calls and maybe you're listening to this program from out of the area, you know, in a different country, then you're able to do water charging. And you can do the 7 days of water activations, just like we do on our regular conference calls. And you can have water, divine water, for each day of the week. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So that is in the works right now. It's, I'd say, probably about 90% completed. So I'll just say blessings to everybody. Nice to be here again. Having a nice show. We have some snow in Mount Shasta here, and it's very beautiful out. The had a lot of people calling about just having a wonderful experience this Christmas here. Well, they can feel a lot more heart-based energy as they had the year before, and a lot of these people have actually been on the conference call. So what happens when you're on these calls, just listening to the BBS program and doing sessions, you start to change. And you change in a way that you don't always understand yourself, but everybody around you notices. And the main thing is that as you do change, like even after having your emotional clearing done, things don't bother you quite as much. And you're able to live more in the present moment. And people can see that around you because they don't react to you as much, plus you're not reacting to them. So it makes life much, much easier. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So do you want to mention just a few of the types of the water that's going to be available for people to activate?
Yeah, I can do that. Let me see here. I'll get my list out here. I have a list of different types of water. And almost ready here.
I'm sure it's going to be very exciting, especially, as you said, for people that either have a specific type of water that they need, or maybe the times don't work out for them for the conference calls because they live across the world somewhere else, and they can just go online and do that. So that's really exciting.
Okay, we have EMF radiation, clearing water, entity water, which is on-planet here, Earth-based entities, entity clearing water for our off-planet parasites, foot bath water, drinking water, and the drinking water, we're making it into special energies for everybody. So we have 10 different life force energy drinking waters, and each one will be different for you, and I can't necessarily state what they're for, so you have to use your own intuition. And then from there, and if you just get a single glass of water, That price is $1. And if you wish to get a gallon of it, then it's $2. And then from there we have mouthwash. We're going to have oxygenated water, different types of that, probably five of those. Pain release water, mind control water, and I think everybody's favorite is probably the skin misting water. So if you haven't been on the calls and don't know about this, the skin water that we have actually helps you out. I've had people who've had burns on their body, on their skin, maybe picking up maybe a hot frying pan or something. It definitely helps you out immensely. And it can also, as reported from people, that the wrinkles start to kind of disappear. And also, you know, the skin becomes a little more, maybe, I guess the word would be pliable, using a term that might not be used in cosmetics, but it's it becomes softer, let's use that term, and your skin starts to glow more. So that's basically kind of what we're having so far. There'll probably be other waters added, but it's going to be very, very nice. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that sounds amazing. And I think that you mentioned a couple of days ago to me a new clearing that's also available now for people that have passed on. A lot of people, when they have loved ones that have passed on, want to make sure that their emotional energy is cleared. And I think that's what you were talking about. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a couple clearings that way. One is to do a spirit clearing. Remember, your spirit is and looks like you. So if you were to have your spirit materialize in front of you, it'll look just like you in the state that you're in. So let's just say that for some reason you're in the hospital and you died of, say, lung cancer or something. Well, your spirit has lung cancer. When the body dies, it doesn't get away from the body because it takes on that imprinting of whatever your body's dealing with and every trauma in this lifetime. So in a sense, your spirit, and not in sense, it is imprinted with all these things along with the emotional judgment energy and traumas of this lifetime. So I do a special clearing, and you can have your loved one, actually the spirit cleared of these traumas. It is going through a deprogramming process, you know, as it has left the body. And it may not be the most wonderful situation, considering that when your spirit or somebody's spirit does leave here, it's still caught in the God plane energy. So then you're being manipulated by the dark side of this God plane energy of collective consciousness by the ETs. So this clearing actually clears out your spirit 100%. And we also do a emotional clearing on the emotional body of the person who has deceased. Otherwise, that emotional body is going to become an entity. And we all know what entities do. And that entity could even come into you because it knows you physically. So it could come into you, and you start living the life of the person who's deceased, or at least have them part of their traits. So you don't want to have that. And going another step further, let's say that that person did die of lung cancer. Well, when that entity comes into you, it has lung cancer. And all of a sudden, you may feel your lungs tighten up, and it will bring into you, through this energetic blueprint, lung cancer. So you do want to get rid of these things. And so this is what most people feel or sense when they call upon a loved one, thinking that it's from the other side. The spirit normally does not come. The spirit's on its own program to be deprogrammed. What you're bringing in is actually the traumatized emotional body of that person. But because it is invisible, you can call it a spirit. So when you have a particular reading from someone, they are almost always getting an entity, which could be the emotional body of that person coming, because that has all the information of their life. Your spirit gets deprogrammed, gets erased from this information. So the spirit basically is not going to tell you anything because it has to get rid of this information that it has so it can be reincarnated over again. But you are tapping into the emotional body, which you can call a ghost. And also during readings, a person can actually read entities, which is what this emotional body is, and other entities in you. And they can say, well, I see you doing this, that, and the other. Well, that could be reading an entity that happens to be really up front in you and experiencing its life through you. And from that point, that reading could take place and they can tell you about this other person that lived, and yet they're actually reading the emotional body of that person. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, great. Well, I'll just pick up a couple of questions that we have on the fast chat. And one of them is regarding the toxin and lymph clearing. What is that for, and how does that work? Did I lose you, Ron? Are you there?
Yes. All these clearings deal with the situations and conditions that you're dealing with down here. Remember, these are all mind energy clearings. So this clearing would help to put that energetic system or maybe energetic body or and body back into alignment. And so this is why we have these clearings, so that you can have much better physical health down here. And that can go back in this lifetime to clear out the energies. And they're basically all judgment energies. Remember, your body was initially created in perfection with the divine spark energy. Even though you are an extraterrestrial life form here, it still had the divine spark in you of the creation energy. So what happens is, as you separate yourself out from judgment, you start to lose that energy. And then you start having physical problems. And these energetic bodies that we have so many of start to overflow, because they're put in place by the earth spirit to prevent you from having energetic psychic attacks from people. And these bodies absorb the energy, then that leaks into your physical awareness here, or into your body, which is what's causing our illnesses. So we do have a buffer system in place, but nobody typically knows about this. A light ship does, because it can read these energies, so it does clear them from you. And it was a creation from the earth spirit. So it is a energy that was divine, and the earth spirit has that same blueprint of these bodies on the light ship. This is why the light ship can do these clearings, and why they're really not accessible through anyone else, because they can't go to the light ship for this information. So the whole thing is, all these clearings are mind energy, which is separation from spiritual truth. In a sense, it's thinking that we know more than the divine energy, so we're in judgment of that, and we chose to, with our free will, attach ourselves to the dark side energies of mind. And from there, we're not using heart energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. So I think we have a question about if there will be any water activations available online for helping with toxicity, like heavy metal detox or anything like that.
Yeah, we may get into that here. And we also have a section on there which we're creating, where you can actually type in your own particular healing for the water, too, because there's so many of them that we could possibly list. And from there, you know, I could have a page, probably 10 pages long, a listing of that. So it'll be a section where you can actually type in the information which you wish to have the light beings charge the water up for you. Remember, these light beings are doing the healings for you in this water. And naturally, the healings, like we always say, depend upon how well you have worked on yourself in this lifetime, and also your past life, as to how well the healings are going to work for you. So just having a glass of water charged up does not necessarily mean that this water is going to work 100% for you. It will help you, but it all depends how much density you're holding, and if you have that density released out of you. And if you have, then the water will work very well and probably work instantly. If not, it may do something, but not maybe what you expect. Maybe it might take a whole bunch of water to help you. But the whole process is, you know, like we always talk about, is how much you have actually physically worked on yourself, working with the light ship to get rid of these energies. This is why we do all these healings. I deal with a lot of people who are typically practitioners or people who have been working on themselves for 20, 30 years, and they still aren't cleared out. The light ship can do this in 1 hour. So just because you have a past history, thinking that maybe what you have done is enough, it probably is not. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a very good question here from Mike, asking what would be your advice for beings once they reach the afterlife so that you're not tricked?
Well, the afterlife that we have, you don't know anything about, only because you have no consciousness there. On your home base energy, which is light energy, there is an afterlife, we'll say, but the afterlife that people are talking about is the dark side. So the dark side, God plane energy, collective consciousness, what the ETs brought to us to get our information from. This is where you have the people talking about their near-death experiences, seeing the light, seeing God in front of them, seeing Jesus, seeing whatever. This is all God plane energy stuff. So you really don't have any recall of your true home-based energy because that was severed from you. So your home-based energy is the true energy, which would be the afterlife. And the afterlife is where you go to, if I'm saying this correct, I don't even want to use the word afterlife here. When you leave the earth plane and you're not caught up in duality of the extraterrestrials, then you go to your home base energy. And the home base energy is just where you go to before you incarnate next. And then from there you do your next incarnation. On the earth plane here, unfortunately, we've been stuck here for thousands of years. And because of that, you have a history of past lives here. And each time you have a past life, you have the preconditioning of that past life, which is baggage, which is brought onto you and your spirit, okay? And so your spirit has all this negative information transmitted to it, brought into it because that's all that it knew from the previous life. So all this baggage is on your spirit, along with the baggage that your body has in its genetic cellular memory. So even though you are cleared off completely after you, say, pass over into the God plane energy, which is where you go to, you're still not whole and complete because they're not going to clean you off all the way. Because your initial incarnation here, whenever that was, thousands and thousands of years ago, you had your information as much as you needed. And each time you reincarnated, you started losing part of that. So even though the information that's being told today, which is not valid, is that, you know, when you go to the other side, you get cleaned off in this divine light energy, and then you come back in again, and you're here to experience your learning lessons because you didn't make it correct in the last lifetime, and you caused somebody some harm, so you have to reincarnate again over and over again to understand your lessons. This is what most people believe, and that's called karma. Well, all that is just the fabrication of the darkness. You never go to the light after you die. You're stuck here. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. And so in that process, if you've lived here for more than 2,000 years, you have never had the opportunity to have your spirit ascend because somehow it got taken to a parallel universe. And I have never had anybody yet doing their past lives on the century clearing only go to 2,000 years ago. Okay, everybody has been at least 20 to 98,000 years. So that means that you have never ascended because the dark side kept you here. So the information that's being told to people about going to the other side, and there's, you know, a lot of books out on it, people channel angels and different things, that this is all energy that is not of the light. It may look like that it is from the light, but it is not true. So this is why this program is on the air, is to tell you how to get out of the earth plane here and why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. And the teachings, as you listen to this and also the archives, is what Jesus taught about. Don't go outside of yourself. Stay within you. Connect with your divine energy. And this is the reason why you can do the ascension if you keep doing this. And you want to know yourself. And this is the whole process for the ascension, is to clean out your densities of your spirit along with your physical body. So back to you, Sylvia. Hello, Sylvia. Did we lose you? I'll just keep talking here. So the whole process of ascension is when the light ship comes, and at some point in time, whatever that's going to be, and it might be 2012, I can't tell you exactly when the date is, because the date is actually unknown, because the light ship works in the now. But it has a basic idea that it could happen around that time. Now, the 2012 prophecies, remember, like I said, everything that we get channeled down here, that people channel information, is from the dark side, from the extraterrestrials that created the God plane and created mass consciousness, collective consciousness. And so they know that at a certain time, and maybe looking at the planets for different alignments, etc., that 2012 is a key time. And so they also know that the light ship comes about every 2,000 years from the last time and the time before and the time before. So they actually know that something's going to happen. And this is what people are channeling, getting information on, is that something could happen around that same time frame. And so remember, they have the dark side script for you. This is why you have your astrological natal chart, how the planets control you. And it's just very sad how really wrapped up we are in these negative energies. But once you have the healings done, then you really realize how much you are improving your own lifestyle, and you realize how much you're being controlled. Until you actually have a clearing, as you hear me talk, it's just going into your mind, and your mind's either going to say yes or no to it. And if you have implants that don't like what I'm saying, you may automatically want to turn off this radio program because your mind says, no, I can't go that far. It's too much truth. And the darkness is controlling me, so I'm not going to listen to it. And this happens sometimes when I do my expos, that people just don't understand it. They don't get it. I was very happy when I was on the Strange Universe panel back in New York, and I mentioned about the God plane energy and the movie, I think, 10,000 BC. And it's on the website there. I think it's the date on it is 1018. And I talked about this, and I had about a third of the audience shaking their head. Well, the previous time that I was on the Strange Universe panel, I only had probably about maybe five people really understanding what I was telling them, that I could really tell out of the audience of about 250 people. And now it's doing very well. People are getting that consciousness, and it's coming through, and the light ship is here to help you. But remember, you have to be able to surrender this mental body. Say, man, I don't want to live in this God plane energy, these negative ETs. I want to get the truth. And it's your choice whether you choose to do that or not. The light ship is not going to reprimand you if you do or you don't understand this. Remember, the ascension is a gift for your body. Like I said, if you've been here for 100,000 years or 50,000 years, that's a long time. Just think how long your body has been here. Each 2,000 years, it had the chance through its body genetics to leave. Because if it didn't leave, this is why you're here. And so just think of the honor that your body has and the gift. But it's up to you to actually get the consciousness to be able to ascend and have your body ascend. It takes you to do the work because it wants to get rid of the judgments too. Remember, every pain that you're dealing with in your body, every trauma, is because of your ancestors. Your body would love to get free of that. You don't have to suffer with it. And the light ship can help you with this here. Remember, the light ship is only light energy. It never created anything to suffer. But the dark side lives on that energy, and they'll do all they can to have you suffer and be in pain and trauma. You know, and you know, I can go on and on, but this is the reason why you're experiencing this, because the dark side has a hold of you. This is the way you can get out of this, is the light ship is here. So back to you, Sylvia. We'll see if you're online there.
Yes, I'm back online. So,
hey, great.
Yeah, boy, we have so many great questions. So one that is very much relating to what you've just been talking about then, and the question is, after the ascension, will we still have enforced reincarnation?
No. There's no such thing as forced reincarnation. It's only here. So that will not be in existence. You have one life in the now. You choose where you're going to. And then from there, you have an incarnation. It's up to you to decide with free choice, free will, if you want to go back to that location again. So this is why they're battling the darkness now, to get this energy out of you and out of the universe of light. Remember, this was created in light, the earth plane and the earth energies around it. And the dark side came in through the extraterrestrials, through, you know, like I always normally talk about, people who are doing opening up energy vortexes. Watch the movie The Mist, bringing in these dark side energies here. Remember, they're using their force of will, their mind energy, to bring this stuff in. And so everybody who's doing that is really causing a lot of harm, number one, to the earth spirit, which they think they're trying to help, and number two, they're hurting you. They're bringing in all these extraterrestrial energies that should not be here. Because remember, the extraterrestrial energies are waiting for you to do this process, and this is why we have the state of affairs that we have here. And then we have the people who do transmissions of energy to people under the name of whatever. It could be under the name of Jesus, or, you know, I think Metatron is pretty popular out there with people doing Metatron transmissions. You may have Archangel Michael transmissions. The light ship does not transmit any energy to anyone. All of these energies that people are using are not of the divine light energy. They're of the light energy that's fabricated from the dark side. So you need to really listen to what I'm saying here, because if you've got yourself wrapped up in these energies, very possibly you are attached to the dark side, even though you think and believe that what you were doing was something good. And the information that you're getting could be fine, but there's always a payoff, because you went outside of yourself, and by doing so, you got hooked up to the dark side. So if you have done these particular attunements, transmissions, bringing in what you think is the divine energy source to you, you were led astray. And in that process, I would recommend, you know, doing the dark side practitioner healing that I have. We go into spells and witchcraft, which is all the same thing. It's all under the mind energy. This is why Jesus said, and you really got to listen to me, this is why he said the kingdom is within you. It's in your heart center. It's not outside of yourself. And he knew about these attacks done by people of the extraterrestrial races. And this is the problem that humanity has now. The only reason why this is a dark side planet is because people are bringing in these dark side energies, wanting them to come in. They chose the darkness, the mind energy, versus the light. And this is the reason why we have the state of affairs that we have, because the mind energy overtook the light. And this is your free will. And the light ship, like I said, does not judge you if you choose to have mind transmissions, if you choose to do spells and witchcraft on people, if whatever you choose to do, the light ship does not judge that, because that's your free choice. But in the process, what you're doing is you're killing part of your spirit. Because when that happens is the dark side is taking your spirit out of you and using that life force energy of your spirit. This is the way they operate and work. So, but the main thing is to get back to your own spiritual integrity. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. And so the light ship has to do a lot of work, because the ego mind here is so strong, which is created by the dark side, so that you can have your spirit diluted from you. This is why they created religion, to pray outside of yourself. If Jesus walked on the earth right now and he went to any church that believed in him, that they preach about him, he would be extricated instantly, because he would first say, why are you praying to an idol, to a god outside of yourself? Very, very, very simplistic. The church would not like that, because they're getting a lot of mileage out of talking about how you have to pray to a god outside of yourself. And he would then probably say, why don't you work with heart energy? Why are you working with these extraterrestrial mind energies? They've been here on this planet for thousands of years. This is what my teachings were about, not to go outside of yourself. Otherwise, you're unprotected. Once you get rid of your spirit energy, then entities come in. This is why he was doing casting out of demons out of people, because they gave up their spirit. So I hope this gets across to everybody. It's for me, it's a very serious thing because the light ship is here trying to do its best to get rid of these energies, and there's still people doing transmissions. Like I say, every typical month now, and I'm sure it'll happen on January on 1-1, and then February of 2-2, and March of 3-3, and then we go, you know, from 9-9 all the way up to 12-12. Every one of these days, the dark side comes in and tells some practitioner this is going to be a very special key day and that you must do these mind transmissions to people. And we're going to bring in Jesus or Metatron or Archangel Michael or Melchizedek, you know, whatever it is. And the person doing it is unaware that they're bringing in dark energy and hooking people up to these energies. And when you're hooked up, it's very, very difficult to get away from them. You can ask your mind and say, oh, I did this transmission. Am I hooked up? What's your mind going to tell you? Remember, it's controlled by the dark side. It'll tell you, of course you're not hooked up. This is a divine energy coming to you. The light ship never brings in energies in here. You have it all with you. You are made up of the 12 source creative energies from the light ship. This is source energy. You already have it. It's up to you to recognize and to realize that and to go inside of your heart center to connect to it. And the light ship, you know, is not there to babysit you. You already have it with you. And by all means, never go outside of yourself to get anything that's outside of some type of divine energy, because you will, I can guarantee you, get hooked up to the dark side. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, well, that's intense, and it's so so sad that that's the state of affairs here, but it's so good that you're talking about it, Ron, so that we can actually find out about it, because the thing is in my experience, and I'm sure other people can relate to this who are listening, they can make it sound so good. In other words, the dark side can mimic the light 99.9%. They can make it sound like, you know, I think they play on people's good intentions. You know, so many people want to, you know, do something to help, and then, you know, they kind of make it seem like, you know, if you do this kind of group thing or whatever, or work on the, you know, the energy on the planet or what have you, that you're going to be helping out, and then they get you hooked up to this kind of stuff. So can you address that a little bit as far as not participating in kind of like these group transmissions or opening up, you know, vortexes and all that kind of thing?
So let's bring in some divine energies here. Let's bring in the energies that created you here. Our show is kind of coming to a close here. So we do have a little bit of time, but let's bring in the 12 source energies. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you wish. Or better yet, why don't you scroll down a little bit further and bring up the creation ship insignia. This one here actually carries the 12 source energies all the time in it, whereas the light beam is just individual frequencies of the light, as it's a manifestation of an energy. So bring that up in front of you. If you're brand new to the program, just listening, just scroll down, click on Creation Light Ship Healing, scroll down, and bring that energy up. It's maybe about an inch and a half on your scroll bar there or so. So here we go. We're bringing Divine Source Energy number one. Remember, this is already inside of you. So some people, they say, gee, Ron, I felt number four much stronger than I felt number three or something. Well, it doesn't matter if you resonate to one that's more than the other, because they're all there with you. Just maybe you're in attunement with that particular, that, you know, life force energy. So here we go. Here's number one coming through. And I'll just count to five as I bring it in. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll put some music on so you can just sit back and relax. And this is, for me, just a very sacred experience here. It's very, very pleasant, very nice. And you're honoring yourself because you are part of the divine. And stay in your heart. number 2 is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Divine Source Creative Energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And number 4, Divine Source Energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5, Divine Source Energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Energies will be with you for the next half an hour. Just kind of watch your clock. At half past, they'll be leaving you. And we have a special 4-hour Creation Light Ship Ascension Conference call on the 20th, which is Saturday. which is Saturday. If you wish to come on, it's $60. You can go to the website and pay for it there if you wish. And it starts at 1 o'clock PST. It's a wonderful experience. We do water charging. And if you like the divine energies, then they're there to help you. So it's up to you to enjoy these wonderful experiences. The light ship is here to help you, but you have to, you know, walk and take a step forward to do this. They will never interfere with your free will. So back to you, Sylvia.
So just briefly, Ron, would you say that the 12 source energies that you brought in that are with people now, is that what created the creation light ship?
Yes, that is correct. And they created the light ship so that they can do their creations on. So this is source energy itself. This is creation energy. This is the manifestation center of the universe of light. This is what you're dealing with right now with these energies. And it's also in you because they put a piece of them in each one of you listening. So enjoy feeling part of yourself. You should feel pretty full, pretty whole and complete, and you should feel divine love energy. This is the way they are and the only way that they work. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we're out of time for tonight, so we'll say blessings to everyone. Stay in your heart. If you can at all, if it's at all possible for you to come on this Saturday's 4-hour call, that would be probably the most wonderful thing you could do for yourself for this holiday season. And we'd love to have you. We'll be back on the radio Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And I believe we'll have a sponsor one of the shows this week, and that will be Mary Ann. So we're looking very much forward to that. So blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night, everybody.